Mergers are a fact of life for some institutions in higher education. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ricardo Aziz, research professor in the School of Public Health at the University at Albany, says these are not always a bad thing.
Higher education in the U.S. is in crisis, with declining enrollment, negative demographics, excess capacity, and increasing fiscal pressures, all exacerbated by a pandemic of historic proportions. While the top 200 or so universities and colleges seem to be doing well, that is not the case for the majority of the remaining 4,000 or so institutions of higher education in the nation. So it's not surprising that the past 20 years has seen an increasing rate of institutional mergers, not only in the U.S., but also in other parts of the world. Our research on mergers in higher education has led us to several observations. First, mergers in higher education have often been used as a strategy of last resort, which unfortunately means that most of the institutions looking for a merger partner will have exhausted their enrollment, financial, political, and brand equity with poor merger outcomes. In fact, the most common failure in mergers is the failure to consider them at all. Second, mergers should be about student success and opportunity. Well-planned mergers and acquisitions will provide added value to students far beyond any financial savings identified. Third, there are seven key elements that most successful mergers exhibit: a committed and supportive governing board, the right kind of leadership, a compelling and unifying vision, an appropriate sense of urgency, a robust and redundant communication plan, sufficient dedicated resources, and a strong project management system. While having these in place does not guarantee success, not having them does increase the chance of failure. Many colleges and universities will benefit from a more regular and determined consideration of mergers, consolidations, and acquisitions in their annual strategic planning, early and before the institution is in crisis. And the decision to proceed should always be driven by what is best for their students.
That was Ricardo Aziz of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.